The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up, Stephanie Toops, Sean Wells, and Aviana's here. Aviana doesn't have a microphone though, but she's in studio. And so, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Aviana,
how are you doing?
Awkward.
Just kidding.
I love your sense of humor.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I have bags under my eyes, you guys, because I wouldn't tell these guys ahead of time. And, of course, you just walked in while I was going to get coffee. I had to kill a snake last night.
Oh.
I had to kill a copperhead. Last night when I finally got home at almost 8 o'clock after my voice lesson, which I'm doing really, really well, by the way. I'm so proud of myself.
Can we get a sample?
I know. I'm like, this is exciting.
Well, you know, I'm not warmed up, but I'll give you the words to the song if you want real quick. Or should I save it until we debut it? What do you think, Diamond? You're the one running the point on this.
I think a preview would be nice.
A little preview? Okay. I want to squat with you and nobody else but you. Okay. I want to eliminate with you, poop-poop-be-doo. My colon feels clean with you, and nobody else but you. I want to be in a loo with you, alone, poop-poop-be-doo.
Nice.
I pretended I was a saloon singer and like even like loosened my clothes.
That is fantastic.
I was practicing it and we got a couple of good copies or, you know, runs of it, whatever you call them. But so I got done. I went home.
I don't know.
Is that, what do you call it? What do you call it?
If your colon isn't clean, is it a semicolon?
It might be. It might be a semicolon. I'll tell you
what is happening.
I almost pooped myself without a squatty potty when I got home because of the snake. So
right.
I come home. I'm on the phone with my former sister-in-law, Sister Susie. We're just chatting it up about the holidays, you know, and stuff. And anyway, so Jeff wouldn't shut up. I got Brad and Jeff, the two Shih Tzus. You know, remember I tried to get you to take both of them?
I thought you had already named the snake.
No, I did not name it. The snake is dead in a garbage bag, and I didn't sleep very well. That's why I have bags under my eyes. I never had to really do that before in that situation. I killed one other snake, and it was poisonous, too. I know that now for sure. So long story short, I'm in my house, and Jeff, I let Jeff out, and Jeff is going like this. I'm going to back away from the mic because it was so loud. He wasn't doing his regular bark. He was doing a woo, 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 like a woo,
like
woo,
freaking
woo,
out.
Like
yeah.
This really freaky barking sound. I'm like, what's the matter? What's the matter? You know, and then they all started, but Jeff wouldn't stop, okay? So I come back. I go, get in the house. Knock it off. What are you guys doing? Come on, man. I need to relax. Like, quit your barking. So I bring him in. He runs in front of me and does the woo, woo, woo several times, and he wouldn't stop. So I'm like, you're going back outside. So I put him back outside, and he continues to scream the woo, woo,
poor
woo.
Poor dog.
And then I know, right? And so finally, I'm
listen
like,
to trying me, to lady.
Tell you. I know. I'm like, what? What in the hell is he barking about? What is there? And then I got to thinking, you know, maybe there's a wild animal or something out there that's on the other side of the fence. So I go outside and I look at him woo wooing and he starts screaming at the snake and it's all coiled up. And I'm like, oh my God. I took a picture of it. I sent it to my friend Thomas, who's a Native American, Indian.
Yeah.
And he immediately identified it and said, you need to kill it, Bernadette. So I start calling. I called Vinny. I called Nia. I called a couple of guy friends. Everybody's watching the football game. The Cowboys, of course, played last night. If you live here in Dallas, you would know that for sure. And so nobody was answering their phone. And so my adrenaline just it kicked in and I had to kill the snake. But it was such a scene. I can't even tell you. I had such an adrenaline rush killing that thing. And then
how'd you kill it?
I killed it with the pool So it was funny. So I lined up all these big pieces of wood and a couple of chairs. Like I lined up my artillery in case I needed it. I'd never killed one before. And Thomas told me he was going to leap. He may leap at you, and they can leap about 2/3 of the length of their body. Well, he was all coiled up, so I couldn't tell how big he was. Okay, but you know, end of the day, based on, you know, I'm good at measuring things. He was probably about 25 inches total from tip to tip. And so, but anyway, so I got the.
Oh,
I got my. I went and got a couple of chairs.
So many things.
So I was so ready to kill this. I'm like, okay, I'm coming at you, and I've got all kinds of stuff that I'm just going to be throwing at you, trying to pound on you, whatever I have to do, because I'm surviving this. So, but anyway, I went and got the pool scoop, you know, Lexi, that you put in there and fish out stuff in the pool. Because it has a real long stick on it, you know, and then it's got the big heavy plastic metal thing on the, it's plastic and metal on the end. And I just beat the crap out of it until it was no longer moving. But listen to this. I didn't kill it 100%. It was still moving around its head and even wiggling. And a lot of that is nerve endings. But then, oh my gosh, then I had to really smush it with wood. And then I had to go get the shovel in the barn and clean it up. I had like the freakiest night.
Yeah, we used to cut their heads off with shovels.
I like, couldn't
just
do
with
that.
The shovel.
Yeah, that's what I
Thomas told
done.
Me that I should do that. I'm like, yeah. I cannot do that. Yeah. I'm
that's,
not
so
doing
just
that.
I, beat
that's
the
what
crap.
I did. Yeah.
So I beat it till it was definitely dead. And then I put it in a plastic bag. And here's what's so funny. Like anytime anything would move, because it was real windy last night. And I have that American flag still hanging from the party. And it moved and I was like, everything was like making me scream like a maniac.
Oh my.
So I was so tired, but I still couldn't sleep because, you know, I'm scared to death of snakes. And it was not the best scenario. But I also have to say, I really appreciate a good man.
What about Jeff?
Jeff.
Come on. Give Jeff some freaking love.
Well, I know. And so, Jeff, and so when we came inside, I'm like,
Jeff. He better have gotten a special meal that night.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got to say. Jeff deserves love.
I held his little head in my hands and said, you are such a good boy. I love you so much. You saved my life tonight, Jeff. And I swear to God, you know, they have those, they have the Shih Tzus have those little lips. Mm-hmm. He smiled at me. It could have been like on the cover of a magazine. It was so cute. But yeah, he saved my life. And so the point of the story is, you know,
Listen to your dogs.
Listen to them. They're amazing animals. They are amazing animals, which leads me to introduce Maura Davies. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas, and you can find her at spca.org. Welcome to One Life Radio, Maura. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing great.
Good That's a great
you always.
Isn't that such a great dog story?
Oh my goodness. Talk about dogs being our protectors, our best friends. Oh,
yep. Well, so, you know, a lot of people are getting dogs for Christmas presents, unfortunately. Hopefully they will decide to get one out of a shelter and give it a good home. But people sometimes will get a puppy and not know how big it's going to get. So how or the puppy is going to get how big? How big can a puppy get? And what
exactly.
breed should you stay away from?
Sure. Well, if you are looking for a big dog and you're looking for a puppy that will grow to be quite large, there are some breeds that you'll want to look for. And these breeds you can all find in shelters. So shop, do not shop, adopt. So when you're looking for a pet to bring into your new, to have a new best friend for your family, come out to the SPCA of Texas, your local animal shelter. Go to a breed rescue. If you're looking for a specific breed, there are so many wonderful breed rescues if you really need that exact breed. But shelters have at least 25% purebred animals. So we just don't have the paperwork, so to speak. But so the five breeds, they're going to be Labrador Retrievers, Akitas, Great Pyrenees, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and German Shepherds.
Mm.
So a little bit more about that. Probably the biggest of that whole crew is going to be potentially your Akita. Akitas can get to males, can get to up to 130 pounds.
Really?
Ooh. Yes, they're
it's
large
a
dogs.
Japanese police dog.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's
yes,
right.
And well, they're floofy little cutie pie puppies, but they get huge.
Yeah, no, I love a big dog. And in fact, when my Mick passes one day, I was just telling somebody this morning, I'm getting two big dogs, a male and a female, from the pound or from the SPCA, because animals are so amazing. And the snake story is just living, it's just proof of that, you know, at how much they love mm-hmm. you, how much they're there to protect you. But you do, when you're getting a dog, you do have to be very cognizant of the size of the dog, don't you?
It's so true, because some people will say, oh, I love that mixed breed puppy, and they fall in love with the puppy and they don't know what the puppy is. Now, sometimes it's even difficult for animal shelters to determine what breed a puppy is.
Right.
Because it sometimes, you know, if it's a mixed breed, it's like, well, let's see, how much lab is he? How much shepherd is he? How much who knows what is he and or she? And is he going to be 30 pounds? 80 pounds, sometimes you don't know. So at least if you don't know, go into it knowing that you don't know and be ready to have a really big dog. It's probably the best way to get it.
And be ready to be committed to that dog. And not when things get difficult, take it back to the pound like a loser.
Yes. I always want to get the word out there. The SPCA of Texas wants people to know adopting a pet, it's bringing a new family member in. It's a lifetime commitment. You're there through thick and thin, good times and bad, but tell you that it's not even worth focusing on anything that might be quote-unquote bad, because the love and the joy and the companionship and the protection and all of that good stuff that they bring is quadruple, triple, whatever a million is for that. It's worth more than anything you could ever imagine.
Well, do you guys have something going on where you're going to be adopting pets at North Park this weekend? I know I'm going to a mixer Sunday night there, that they're going to have dog houses on display, but are they going to have animals there too?
Yes. So we have people can go online and bid on these amazing dog cat houses and cat houses or cat condos. If you think cat houses is too risque, that's SPCAholidays.org. People can see the houses and see more about our adoption event. The adoption pavilion is going to be there until Christmas Eve or December 23rd. So people can adopt their new best friend at North Park Center right now through December 23rd, or come out to one of our shelters. It makes a big difference. And thank you, everyone, for staying and neutering and adopting.
Yes, because it's so, we need it so much more. Davies, thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Cassie Bjork. She's going to be talking about 15 simple diet tweaks that could cut your Alzheimer's risk. And Sean Wells is going to be talking about methylation. It's important. You need to listen in. And Stephanie Toops, 5 easy ways to recycle toys, plastic, and clothes. All great stuff. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H. Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. 2 or 3 sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put 4 in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy 3 and get 1 free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Myself free. You see, I bounce back quicker than most.
I love this song. You know this song?
A little Mick.
Yeah. This is a great song by Mick Jagger that he did as a solo.
I was just about to say, is it solo?
Yeah, yeah, he went out, you know, he did a couple of albums by himself without the Stones. And this is one of the lead tracks on one of them. There's one, I can't think of the name of the album. It was like 20 years ago, but it was, I think this was on it. It was just really good. Really good song. It's like heartfelt. This is a good song. I don't even remember the name of it. What's the name of it? Oh, Old Habits Die Hard. That's the name of it. But welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. We've got Diamond Gray here, Lexi, Aviana, Stephanie Toops, and Sean Wells. And I love having all these guys in studio. And we also have Cassie Bjork on the line. She is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss, a highly sought-after speaker, and the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. Cassie and her team identified the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists often miss, and provide clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. Cassie speaks widely.
Yeah.
I told you I didn't have enough sleep last night, and contributes to a regular column, Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie in Paleo Magazine. Always a pleasure. You can find Cassie at cassie.net. How are you doing today, girl?
Hey, Bern. I'm always a wild one. You know me.
Yeah, I had a wild night last night. I had to kill a copperhead and didn't get a lot of sleep. But I love and respect my little dog that saved my life more than ever now. So dogs rock. And so do you, by the way.
I don't even know what to say to that. Oh, my gosh. I think I missed something earlier.
Yeah, it was an opening. But yeah, crazy night. But I, you know, so many people are worried about Alzheimer's, as they should be. It's so on the rise and increasing every year, and you have 15 simple diet tweaks that could cut your Alzheimer's risk. Let's talk about these. What are they?
Well, so yeah, from this article that came out, I mean, there's a lot that I'm not on board with, and I'm kind of concerned about. I mean, they go through at least 3 servings of whole grains a day. That's like the first recommendation on there, and we know that cognitive decline is all inflammation, and we know that sugar is the greatest catalyst for that, and we know that carbohydrates like whole grains turn into a lot of sugar in the body. So right away, reading that first recommendation, I'm like, wait, what?
That's crazy.
Backwards.
No, you know, I went through the list, and this came from the Mayo Clinic, did it not?
Yeah, it did.
That's
yeah.
kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said this.
Concerning.
Yeah. Because she was, Bernadette was reading some of these, and I was like,
Yeah.
And if you, Cassie, were going to, like, support them, I was going to just keep my mouth shut the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm pumped.
I just got to say quick that I think one of the biggest problems is all the mixed information, because I think
100%.
It was 2012 when the Mayo Clinic published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. They published there were four more fat in the diet to protect the brain against dementia, and not carbs, you know, at the expense of healthy fat. So this is like the total opposite from what came out, you know, just a handful of years ago. And I think that's what's confusing for consumers, is not only the mixed information, but then all these blanket statements in general is just a huge, you know, failure in the wellness industry.
Yeah, it makes me not want to trust them. You know, I read the one that, this is what I said, I'm being honest, before we went live, says poultry at least twice a week. My comment was, who wrote this, Tyson? I mean, you have to question some of these, right?
And, you know, less than a tablespoon of butter or margarine a day. First of all, I always hate when butter and margarine are in the same category, because they're different different. You know, margarine's made in the lab. Let's go for real butter. But less than a tablespoon a day, I mean, that's, to me, that's crazy, because we actually, when we're working with our clients on improving their cognitive function, trying to reduce Alzheimer's in the future, we're actually trying to make sure they're getting in enough healthy fat, because the brain is made up of over 70% fat, and we need to have good, healthy fat. You know,
well,
having less than a tablespoon a day just seems crazy to me.
Well, it seems to me, this is as an outsider that's educated on this, looking in, that, you know, they put this out basically to counter, you know, dietitians like you and Sean, and the whole paleo kind of keto movement that is helping so many people to be healthier and get healthy again. Like, this is just very counterintuitive to everything that you guys put out there, right?
Totally. Totally. And I think that's what's so confusing for consumers. It's like they read one thing about keto and high fat and more butter and more bacon, and then they read something like this, and it's saying less than a tablespoon of butter or margarine a day. And I think the reality is, I mean, we have to take into consideration that people are different, and everyone metabolizes, you know, food, even fats, in a different way. And it doesn't really take into consideration that each person is unique when we're looking at these big blanket statements. But also, it's just so tricky when the information is just so conflicting like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what's working for me really well, I'm kind of a ketotarian now, because I was like a vegetarian kind of vegan. But I love, you know, a lot of aspects of the keto diet. And so, and paleo too. But I think it's almost like a win-win for all three. If you are concerned about eating animal fat or animals, period, because of you know, cruelty issues or just health reasons, I think it's a great option for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think keeping your fat intake up. One thing I liked about in this article, it's almost like a little bit contradictory even itself, is it's saying nuts at least five times a week, and nuts have a ton of fat in them, which is really great. They're super healthy, but then it's like telling you to, you know, only use olive oil for cooking, and less than a tablespoon of butter, and less than a serving of cheese. So it just, I think that makes it a little confusing too. But I would just say, bringing it back to keeping it simple and having everything in balance. I mean, I'm definitely a proponent of having at least a couple of tablespoons of healthy fat, like nuts and seeds and avocado and butter, olive oil, whatever that is, every time you eat. But also, you know, having some protein, having some carbs, having some fat, and not freaking out about it, because stress is no good for anything either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very contradictory. Like you say, what do you find about this, Sean, when going through the list?
I'm not looking at the list, but but what you just said, if it says to only cook with olive oil, is that what it says?
Yeah. Yeah, it says that's, mainly olive oil for cooking.
That's horrible. That oxidizes. That's really bad advice.
What about coconut oil? Sean, what's your take on coconut oil?
I'm a fan of it. I know
that
there's some mixed things on it. Some people, you know, obviously consider it saturated fat, and saturated fat's horrible.
Well, the American Heart Association didn't
they
demonized it, tried to anyway. Which you have to question who's paying for these articles to
of
come
course.
Out and who's backing the Mayo
Clinic.
And
if you look at it, they are heavily funded by, you know, the animal industry and you know, different things. So
absolutely.
Well, they always say that, you know, coconut oil and saturated fats are bad because they increase LDL, which leads to heart disease. But the reality is, it doesn't really help their case, because high LDL isn't necessarily bad. That's
100%.
Like a really oversimplified, incomplete view of LDL cholesterol. We've actually got to break it down even further.
Right.
It's not just bad cholesterol, quote unquote, like, you know, we've been calling it for a long time, but there's a couple of different particle sizes to LDL. There's like actually parts that are good. The type A profile particles are healthy and healing, and it's the small, dense B ones that are harmful and inflammatory. So just having a high LDL doesn't really tell us much without knowing the whole makeup of the LDL. So some of these, like, just really general statements, we have to kind of take those with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this on the show before, that it's the like you said, the small, dense versus the large, fluffy LDL. Mm-hmm. And it is frustrating that that gets oversimplified and doctors only look at LDL, HDL, which is like calculated and it's not even very accurate. And instead they should, there's two tests. There's one called a VAP and a NMR test, like that would look like she's saying, like where you kind of do a deeper dive. That's what anyone listening, like if their doctor made some broad statement about their cholesterol, do a deeper dive with your doctor.
Absolutely. You know, where do you want to go next with this? What about the beans thing? Beans, the thing that's, you know, sticking out for me, you know, like this should say cut out as much sugar, if not all sugar, as possible. It says less than 5 pastries or sweets a week. Who in the heck eats 5 pastries a week in the first place? I mean, seriously, does anybody eat 5 pastries a week anymore unless they're insane?
So I can't have a cheese Danish every day?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Only 2 days a week. No, but then the glass of wine, I'm actually confused if they're saying that alcohol is good or bad, because they say one glass of wine or other alcoholic drink a day.
Right.
Are they saying like limit it to that, or are they saying like make sure you get an alcoholic drink in every day?
Right. I say,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know it is. And let's, what's another funny one? I kind of agree with less than a serving of cheese a week. And well, I say that, you know, cheese is one of my things that's very hard for me to give up. And of course, you know, with the animal cruelty, I'm very particular about what cheese I even consume. But yeah, I mean, this is not good advice, in my opinion. Would you guys agree, both of you, too?
100%.
Yeah.
Totally. I would say it's not good advice. And I think, you know, it goes back to figuring out what works for you. I mean, even I'm glad that you brought up the cheese thing. I mean, as far as cheese goes, some people can tolerate cheese really well. And like, you know, if you're having cheese, I would say full fat cheese is the best option. And cheese from grass fed cows is even better. But also some people can't tolerate cheese very well. And they don't always know that they're sensitive to it if they're eating it all day long every day. So I think it just comes back to like learning your own body. And if you're not sure how foods are affecting you, take them out for a week and just see how your body responds. And you know, try to find what works best for you. That's what I love about you, Bern, is you're always doing your own testing and experimenting on yourself and seeing how your own body responds versus just falling for some of this ridiculous information that's just thrown around the internet.
Okay, you guys, 15 seconds. You each get to pick one thing to lower your risk of Alzheimer's. Sean, you first.
I would say berberine.
Berberine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Cassie?
I was going to go with lower your intake of sugar. And the easiest way to do that is to increase your intake of healthy fats, because then you won't crave sugar when you've got the good, healing, healthy fats that keep you full. It's when we cut back on fat that we're really hungry, and then we start eating carbs and sugar, and they're addictive, so then we eat more. And we know that that is actually the greatest catalyst for inflammation, which can cause cognitive decline in Alzheimer's. So just reduce the sugar and eat more fat.
That would be a good 1-2 punch, actually.
Like what? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The combo. Combo.
I like the combo.
All right. Cassie, always fun to be on the air with you. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Always appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Cassie.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Cassie Bjork. You can find her at cassie.net. That's C-A-S-S-I-E. We'll be right back. From... Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me
again, come on, guys. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Stephanie Toops, and Sean Wells. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that bring this programming to you, like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Go also to SquattyPotty.com. It makes such a Christmas present, and they have a couple of different models that they just released, like the Moonlight and the Curve. So check them out at SquattyPotty.com. For 15% off, go to SquattyPotty.com/OneLife, okay? Hemp, the H Hemp Company, has a special offer right now for One Life Radio listeners, mm-hmm. and it is...
You can buy three and get one free. That means you put four in your cart when you check out, and you put in the code OLR with the number one.
Right.
And you will get one free.
And you get one free. And they're one of my favorite products ever. It's a mm-hmm. little hemp oil with a super concentrated mint.
Yeah.
Real tiny in a little glass, slick little tube with like a stainless steel top.
Yeah, you just 2 to 3 sprays.
Two or three, and you're ready to go. You're ready to kiss.
Go.
Just find some mistletoe.
Yeah.
And you're good.
I like it.
They make great gifts. They really do, for all your friends or family. So check it out at hemp.com. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Paleo Magazine. Cassie Bjork was just with us. She's with Paleo Magazine. You can visit them at paleomagonline.com. And the Wellbeing Journal is such a great magazine as well, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And I'm so excited to talk with you about this today, Sean. And I'm so thankful that you've been in studio twice this week. It's been really nice. It has.
And thank
you. It really has. It's great. It gives me a little break. you know, to have a, like, you know, some good backup here with me. So, Sean Wells,
me and Jeff got your back.
Me and Jeff, that's right.
Yeah.
What a great dog he is. I swear, like, I'm going to get him a nice something, I don't know, tonight
chew
on the
toy.
Way home.
Yeah,
a nice chew toy. So, if you didn't hear the story at the beginning of the show, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. And we recorded a podcast after the broadcast yesterday about sex. So, you might want to listen to that too. It should be up in a couple of days. How many times a week you should have sex? What do you think? I'm going to ask you before we go to this. What do you think, Stephanie?
Four.
Four. Whoa, girl.
This is should, right? Like, this
a
is
week?
What's best for your body.
Is that how many times? Well, I'm
like
guessing
four.
You have
like
a lot of sex.
Five. I
okay.
don't know. My husband's listening five? To this like, what?
Oh, yeah. I had sex at least four times before the show today.
You didn't ask me how many have I just how many should
how
you?
How many should you?
Right?
So you're saying should you should have sex pretty much every day.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I think every other day is
every
at
other
least
day.
Normal.
Is it good? Is that normal?
Sure.
That's good for you. That's good. They say once a week is best to get the best sex and
really?
That's too much of anything isn't good, I guess. I don't
with,
know.
With one partner for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to have multiple partners to, you know, spice it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I condone that, but anyway, I just wanted to ask you. So check it out at, online at oneliferadio.com.
I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well,
okay.
You know, Sean Wells is an awesome addition to One Life Radio. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator, and he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health and nutritional biochemistry. You can find him on his website, seanwells.com. That's spelled S-H-A-W-N, wells.com, or on Instagram at Zone Halo. Today we're talking about methylation. So, you know, we talked about this the other day, and I'm still confused. Methylation is complex. So dumb it down for me and our listeners, okay?
Well, it's
what
hard.
Is it?
It's hard to because if you look at organic chemistry, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like those ball and stick things or like it looks like a little zigzag line, like organic chemistry and the little zigs. No.
No.
So the little zigzag represents carbons at each little corner of the zigzag.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I've seen the zigzag.
Anyway.
So methylation, a methyl group is a single carbon. So it's kind of like the most simple thing in organic chemistry. And basically, in your body, in almost every chemical, there's methylation and demethylation happening, where it adds a carbon and subtracts a carbon.
Okay.
And so it's a very simple thing on one level, but it happens millions to maybe even billions of times a day in your body, and it becomes very critical to cardiovascular, neurological, reproductive, detoxification, health. And especially like when you're talking about like protecting DNA or neurotransmitters or histamine metabolism, which is tied tightly to inflammation, estrogen metabolism, eye health, fat metabolism, cellular energy, liver health. It's huge. Like this is like one of the most foundational things that you want to support in your body.
Wow.
The problem is there's a big problem here. There's something that's, kind of an essential piece to this puzzle, and it's folic acid, but in the most active form, which is called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate.
Yeah, okay.
So 5-MTHF.
Wow.
So,
and where do you get that from? Naturally in food?
In supplements, but the problem is about 60% of people don't convert folic acid to the active form, that 5-methyltetrahydrofolate.
Ah.
So
why?
Is this the MTHFR gene?
It
stuff?
Is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So yeah, she's
can
dead
you,
on.
Can you test this in genetic testing?
You can.
They just did my test last week.
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
I got
it. It hasn't come back yet. But
okay.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
So about 60% of the people can't make this conversion. So they're really setting their health up for, you know, disastrous consequences because it's so important. Methylation is so foundational. This literally could be one of the most important things that you've probably never heard of or talked about.
Yeah, I know. That's
You know, we talk about blood sugar and inflammation and all those things are really important, but this is even more important and no one talks about it because it's a little hard to explain.
Right. I've heard the explanation like 10 times and I still am like, you know, I'm serious. I try to process it. Well, but I think everybody kind of feels that way about it. Unless you've got the scientific mind and background like you do in biology, it is difficult to understand. I need to see pictures.
If you think of like Tinker Toys connected or like, you know, the saw teeth, right? Like
yeah.
The saw teeth, think of those as carbons. I get each little point, right? So all this is just one little corner being taken off or put on. It's the most foundational part of chemistry. Like chemicals, they reduce or they grow. Like they're adding just a little carbon to them and then moving on to another system, and it reduces, it takes away a carbon, and that's all it is. It's like just simple chemistry, but it's so important. And there's issues in trying to do this when we don't have the active form of folate.
Okay.
So when 60% of us have errors or issues converting it over fully to the active form, then yes, it would make sense to get genetically tested.
So let's just say she's defective in processing. Defective. Processing.
One thing to call it, yes.
Or her gene is defective in processing it. Can you overcome that?
Yes.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. So there's a form of this active folate called methylfolate that's the 5-methyltetrahydrofolate form that you can just go and buy instead of taking folic acid, the cheapest form.
Right. Which they tell every pregnant woman to take.
Right.
Exactly.
But then half of them can't use it.
And because, the frustrating thing is if a doctor isn't really too keen on this, then he'll look at your blood levels and he'll see high levels of folic acid and he's like, oh, you're good. You're good.
Oh, wow.
He's not looking at the active form and if it's being converted and if it's actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Wow. This is important to
it
be
is.
Talking about.
It
My
is.
Gosh. Okay, so you can improve your methylation process. How do you do that? With just the supplementation?
That's one thing. But you can also do some other things. There are some supplements that you might want to take. So Sammy is like, do you know about Sammy?
Yeah, I know Sammy.
So, not a guy.
I used to date Sammy. No, I'm joking.
It's S-adenosylmethionine. And it, again, readily gives away its methyl group. So that's that one little carbon with the hydrogens attached. And it's a really important donor. But again, that critical B vitamin, the active form of folate, methylfolate, is the one that's kind of turning that switch on so Sammy can do this.
Right.
So one of the things you can do is potentially take some of these other supplements like Sammy, like the methylfolate.
Right.
And
but
those
you don't
are things
just start
that,
saying, there's people out going, I'm going to go get myself some Sammy. You know, and start, that can be dangerous too, right? Or no?
Not really. It's fairly safe. Again, I would look for like a quality form. Stability is really important. So we've talked about Thorne being a really good company with the most solid form. So I would look on the One Life Radio website. We have Thorne here. And
yeah.
I don't know what's
think,
the
Do we
what's
have
the
Sammy on there?
On
we might want to add Sammy.
We could.
Yeah.
But the multi, I believe, and one of the other formulations do have the methylfolate in them.
Oh, wow. Really? The ones that are on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So this is a huge subject. It really is.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the important chemicals that you might know by name that might have issues being produced because of your defectiveness.
defective gene.
Just your gene.
Is one gene.
Glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. Coenzyme Q10, which is important for cellular energy. Melatonin, important for sleep. Serotonin, important for your happiness and wellness. Nitric oxide, important for vasodilation, so blood flow. Norepinephrine and epinephrine, which is noradrenaline and adrenaline, which you had running through you last night. L-carnitine, which is important for fat metabolism, cysteine for immune health, taurine for, again, cellular energy. So we're talking about like some pretty important stuff that's going on here. And when people have some issues, you know, that's a problem. So it's worth looking into for sure.
Well, can we put these guidelines and this information on in our newsletter so people can sign up for it to get it?
Absolutely.
That would be great. And always great. Sean, thank you so much. We're going to talk more about this, I think, in the upcoming weeks. It's really important.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
super important. I want to hear about that genetic testing, too.
Yep.
You know, because I'm still a little skeptical about it.
I was super, I did not want to do it. But then when it came down to like, okay, we're really trying to solve these problems with my health. If we could identify potentially something that is the missing key piece or key for me, then I said, okay.
Knowledge is power, right? Yep. Wow. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. We're going to continue on here. Stephanie Toops is going to be talking about 5 easy ways to recycle toys, plastic, and clothes. And I was in a restaurant last night after a meeting, and they did not recycle the beer cans. And I did not like that. We need to get better, Dallas. We've got to recycle more. It's ridiculous. We're putting aluminum cans in the garbage still. What year is it? You know, right?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Stay That's tuned, crazy. Everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
My favorite band.
She got you.
She did.
You want to sing it?
Maybe after the voice lesson.
Tell me you're doing
It was good, though. That was hot. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette.
Solid.
With Diamond Gray, I've got Sean Wells in the studio with me and Stephanie Toops, and of course, Avi and Lexi. So we're talking with Stephanie Toops today about 5 easy ways to recycle toys, plastic, and clothes. Stephanie is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is a certified public accountant as well and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. I love this girl. Stephanie, let's talk about this because I'm so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about recycling and how we can do our part.
I love this subject. And I know you just talked a little bit about...
I took my beer cans home with me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was apple cider, the Austin's apple cider. Marie and I, after a meeting, went next door and had a little drink and something to eat. And but I took the put them in my purse. I was so flabbergasted that they didn't recycle.
Well, and that's surprising to me because, you know, kind of what I wanted to focus on today was the stuff that's kind of harder to recycle, that you're kind of at a loss to recycle. But something as simple as cans is, just as what we said off the air, is, you know, it's just a different bin. I mean, they come come and pick that up from your house. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. And you can easily throw it in your purse sure. yeah. and bring it home and put it in your recycling yeah. bin. Do the right yeah. thing. Yes. Don't just let it go in the trash.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Okay, so...
Okay, yes. One of the ones I want to talk about is toys. So as we get into, you know, the holiday season here, and I have three small kids, you know, that we all know. So you get to these, like, broken toys or little toy things, yeah. or you get the things from the drive-thru or whatever it is, and you want to throw it away, but I don't want to throw things away. It gives me, you know... the heebie-jeebies to just throw things
well, yeah,
in the trash.
Well, yeah, and they make yes. them to break. It's planned yes. off. Yes. What is it? Yes.
Obsolescence.
Obsolescence, yes. They make them on purpose cheap so they know that they will break. It's yes. maddening.
Yes, yes. So what I want parents to understand is that they don't just have to throw things in the trash. And this can actually be a teaching moment with your children about how to take care of your things, how you dispose of things properly. And so TerraCycle is a recycling expert. They've partnered with Toms of Maine. And you can actually go to tomsofmaine.com. You enter your contact information. You get a free UPS shipping label.
Nice.
You can put a box with up to 10 pounds of broken toys. Take it to UPS and it will mail it to TerraCycle and they will appropriately recycle your older, broken, or done toys.
Oh my
toys,
gosh, that's
which I
so
love.
Cool.
I love because I'm definitely one of those people where I have a box of stuff that I don't want to take to Goodwill because it's not appropriate to do that, but I don't want to throw it in the trash. And so I sit there and I don't know what to do with it. So I love this solution for that type
that
of thing.
That is so cool. What a great idea.
Yeah, totally love it.
We need to do a public service announcement on the show about that regularly, really, to keep it you know, fresh in people's minds that they can do simple things like that to really make an impact improving the quality of our environment.
Yeah, and I love that they're making it easy because I think a yeah. lot of times people get overwhelmed with the complexity of things so that
well,
you can just go in your information, get a shipping label, put it in a box. I mean, everybody's got boxes and
yes.
you know, send it off. So
well,
I love
and check
that.
Out Recycle Revolution here in Dallas, Texas. Go to recyclerevolution.com. They take a lot of things that you can't recycle, you know, in your typical recycling bin.
Yes.
I went there and took a whole truck full of stuff a couple of weeks ago, and they weren't open. I left it outside, and they recycled it for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So another one I love is Earth 911, and this goes exactly
that?
To the point that you're talking about. It is a website, and you can go there, because one of the other things that I think people struggle with are clothes or things like that. So if it's, you know, something that, again, you don't want to take to drop off at Goodwill or something that you want to donate, if it's torn or it's ripped or it's, you know, some kind of thing that you think you want to discard, you can go to Earth 911 and they will tell you anything that you have that you want to recycle. I went there this morning and just kind of played around. Metal hangers or clothing. You put clothing in and it says the Puma store on Park Boulevard. Well, you can take clothes there. So it will give you a list of places, outlets that you can go to take whatever it is that you're mm-hmm. trying to recycle. Doesn't mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is, you go to this Earth 911 website, you type in what you're trying to recycle, your zip code, and it will give you a list of places that you can take that item to recycle.
I love it. Well, and you know, things that that you no longer want that are still usable uh-huh. and in good condition. Souls Harbor is another great place to contact. I typically do it like twice a year and just clean stuff out, you know, and they come and they pick everything up and then the money that they make from it, they use to rehabilitate addiction.
That's awesome.
People that are addicted to alcohol or drugs or whatever, and these guys come and they pick it up, and they're very nice people.
I love that. So another one that I love too, right along those lines, is called Souls for Souls.
I love it.
And this is a shoe related one. I learned this one. My gym is doing a drive for them right now, and they take your shoes, and so they use them not only to help people that are in need, but then they also do micro loans and they help people actually sell the shoes that you're donating, you
nice.
Know, the whole like Teach a Man to Fish or,
yes.
you know, and so they're a really awesome organization as well so that you can look into
okay.
for shoes that you're trying to donate.
Nice.
Well,
we're
going
to have to get you to record all of that in a spot and play it regularly because it's all important. It
yeah.
really is. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Always a pleasure. Sean, same thing. Diamond, Lexi, Aviana, everyone listening, thank you so much. You get one body. You get one mind, you get one earth, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.